Welcome to the Dental Sales Podcast with your hosts, Joe McGonigal and Doug Young of SCC Partners.
Welcome back to the Dental Sales Podcast. This is Joe McGonigal, and joining me today is Doug Young. Doug, say hello.
Hey, everybody. Nice to be back with all of you. I'm in my home in Parker, Colorado. We've just had 6 days of incredibly bad weather, rain, hail, and tornadoes all over the eastern part of the state, and the last 3 days have been sunny and calm. So I am feeling good, and I'm looking forward to talking with all of you and with Joe about some interesting subjects today.
Sounds good, Doug. And this weekend, we're approaching June 1st on, Sunday. And for me, June 1st really signifies the start of the summer. My daughter finishes school this week. My son's got a week or two left. And we're coming into that time of the year where people get to relax a little bit, take some vacation, kick back, all the good things that come along with summer, barbecues, all that good stuff. And ironically, we're also coming into what's typically, at least in the dental industry, the slowest quarter for salespeople. And I think there's a number of reasons that is, and we'll talk about some of those today. But I want to talk about today why I don't think summer has to be your slowest quarter. In fact, I think it could be one of the most productive times you have all year if you do a couple things correctly. Certainly, there's got to be some strategy and execution, but I think part of it starts with just how your mindset about how you approach summer and what you're thinking is as, you know, these months start to approach. But Doug, I know you've prepared some things for today, so what are your general thoughts about the summertime?
Well, Joe, if I was facing what I consider to be the challenges that are really, really impacting the dental industry today, I'd be looking for every edge I could find. Then I wouldn't use every edge because I wouldn't have the time or the energy to do that, but I would make some really careful choices. And I think the summer gives some people in this industry an edge of competition, an edge of relationship building. And I just want to talk a little bit to provide a context for this kind of thinking. I was purging some files the other night and getting rid of stuff that just didn't seem to be appropriate any longer. And I came across this article that was published in 2001 in the MIT Sloan Management Review. Now, hang on, Joe. This is not about sales. It's about leadership. And the article was called Leading in Unnerving Times, okay? 2001. And it talked about the fact that a whole group of Fortune 100 CEOs had just been fired in the previous 12 months. And then there was a quote that just grabbed me 10 years ago or 15 years ago when I read this article and grabbed me again the other night. The quote said, it was said of one recently fired CEO, he didn't get small, the world got bigger. He didn't get small. The world got bigger. And Joe, that spoke to me. And I started to think about the dental sales world. And I started to think about the salespeople that we've been coaching and talking to and recording information for and publishing things for. And it helped me understand that I don't see that dental salespeople today are getting small in terms of sales abilities and sales skills. But here's what I'm seeing. People aren't growing in order to keep up to this expanding world. I don't know what the percentages are, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say a significant majority of salespeople in today's dental world are not investing enough in their own development to keep up with this expanding world. And that says to me then that if we're looking for an edge and there's something, Joe, that you can give us about the summer that will give us an opportunity to be better at the end of the summer than we are now, I think that that's really important. And then I found another statement that I used to talk about when I was out on the speaking circuit, and the statement is being better is getting harder all the time. the bar keeps going up, and that's not going to change. You know it. I know it. This is not a new theme. We talk about it a lot, but I'll tell you, Joe, I think we have to pay attention to this theme, and if we don't, there's a danger that we can get complacent, and I've said for years, complacency is the ally of the competition. So I'm looking for ways to gain an edge. I'm looking for ways to teach others how to gain an edge. And if we can find something in this usually slower quarter, I think that would be terrific. So back to you.
Yeah, I think there's two. First of all, I like this notion of getting an edge, because I think that's the opportunity here. But you have to take a couple steps back and look at why, specifically why summer, you know, tends to be a little bit of a letdown. And like I said, there's a number of factors. Two of the bigger ones, I think, is there's just this vacation mindset. You've been working hard all year. We're coming out of what, at least on the East Coast, Doug, I know in Colorado, it's been a really rough winter for a lot of people. So everybody's excited about a bit of a break to get outside and do some more things. And that's important. I don't want to suggest that you should compromise any of that, but you shouldn't let that vacation mindset spill over. And I think that's the tendency, is that we let down our guard on the weekend, we relax, we kick back, but then that easily starts to the weekend starts like Friday at around 3 o'clock, and then by like late June, it's Friday at noon. And then by July, it's like Thursday at 5 o'clock. So the weekend starts Thursday at 5 o'clock, and then the new week picks up like Monday at 10, then 11, then noon. And what happens is this whole mindset starts to expand and really encroach on our business initiatives. So the first thing you want to be careful about is letting that vacation mindset into your work and just accepting the fact that, well, it's summertime, things are supposed to be slow, so I'll just deal with it and we'll worry about it in August or September. The second thing is that people look at this, that these next 3 months, as difficult to generate sales or revenue or start new relationships. And I think actually the opposite is true. I don't necessarily look at the summer as high revenue months. I'm not suggesting you can blow out revenue numbers in the summer. I think you have the potential to maintain revenue and grow it. But I think it's the way you look at summer in terms of how it fits into your business. And to me, the summer is a time to really expand existing relationships and start to build new ones. And I think there's a couple reasons you can do that, Doug. First of all, let's just look at the dynamics of summer. You're not the only one taking vacation as a sales rep. Your clients are taking vacation. But specific to the dental industry, all of your clients' patients are taking some sort of vacation. So there's a little bit more of more downtime in their schedule. And so what does that mean? Well, again, I think a lot of reps look at that and say, well, my merchandise is going to be slower this, you know, during these months because patients aren't in the practice and everybody's on vacation. Well, that's one way to look at it. The way I would choose to look at it is say, well, because patients are on vacation, my clients have more downtime themselves while in the practice. Well, how can I capitalize on that time? Doug, I think that's the perfect time to be meeting with clients. And you and I talk about on-purpose meetings, and we talk about how to foster client engagement. This is the time to do that. There's more space right now to do that. The end of the year is difficult to do that because everybody's focused on year-end taxes and all the kind of the rush that goes around the holidays and the end of the year. So naturally, summer is a nice time where people are a little more relaxed, have a little more space in their schedule, and you can have access to these people. Now, the other big reason is this, Doug. You're not the only one on vacation. Your competitor is on vacation too. And so the question you have to ask yourself is, is this an opportunity to creep into your competitor's business? Have they let their guard down so far? Have they taken more days off? Are they not paying enough attention that you now have access to some of their clients that you might not at other times during the year? So, Doug, I think it's the rep who can make sure that they control their vacation mindset to make sure it doesn't leak into their work. I think it's the rep that leverages the opportunity to connect with clients and potentially new clients because of the space in the schedule. And it's the rep who's willing to take advantage of the fact that, quite frankly, the competition might not be paying close enough attention right now. and there could be an opportunity to sneak in the side or back door.
So, Joe, with that in mind, if we're looking for this edge, something's got to drive it. I mean, you mentioned the word mindset. That's got to be in the right place. We've got to have a mindset that there is opportunity within these summer month time frames. Well, I think that what drives action is vision. And we've talked about vision in so many different contexts in terms of the work that we're doing. I want to take a slightly different point of view. First of all, let's just define what I mean by vision. It's a compelling picture of the future. But usually, vision is a year long or 2 years long or 3 years long. Here's my suggestion. I'm suggesting that we think of vision as 3 months long. Let's imagine that the vision starts on June the 15th, and let's imagine that it ends back somewhere towards the end of August type thing. So we've got parts of June, parts of July, parts of August as a three-month vision. Vision does a couple of things for your business. It captures your business's direction is one thing, because there's so many ways we can go in looking for competitive edges. The other thing that vision does is that it defines an ultimate destination. So I'd ask people to be thinking about, all right, I've got an opportunity to do things that Joe just talked about and do things differently over the next 3 months. Let's see, what would I like my territory? What would I like my business to look like at the end of this summer? And get a picture that is different than what you now have. And your sales may not be different. I agree with you, Joe. This may not be a sales generation time in terms of actually booking orders, but it is a time where you can put things in place so that future sales are going to get generated, let's say from September through to the end of the year. So you've got a three-month vision, some portions of June, July, and August. You've got an opportunity to communicate differently with your marketplace. And then you have an opportunity to get a picture of what it will look like. So I think that what we do at that point is we do some self-inventory. We look at what's my focus going to be? I've got to have some kind of clarity as I look at my action throughout these 3 months. Well, just to give you an example, maybe you want to spend some time on professional development. Maybe one aspect of professional development that you want to spend some time on is you still haven't got into all the things you should be doing in terms of using social media. So maybe you want to learn more about that and how to communicate and what the technology is and what the communication factors might be. So you've got this picture of where you'd like that to be in 3 months' time. So then you need a plan of action in order to get to that place. So let's step back. We're stepping back to somewhere in the month of June. You know what your direction is. You know what your final destination is. Then what action steps are going to move you in that chosen direction? What action steps are going to get you closer to that destination? And more specifically, and this sounds so simplistic, but it is so important, what is your first step? Joe, you can't define a whole series of steps until you define your first step. And once we know what that first step is, we can start to build a plan. Then I would suggest to our listeners that they divide the summer up into 3 months, and at the end of the first month, they step back and they reassess. Where are you? What's changed, if anything? What have you learned? What have the surprises been? Are there any course corrections that you need? Now, what is your next step? So then you do that for another month, and then you can complete this out through the third month. And as you're creating these steps, you're developing a plan that you can then move through, but you're not just letting it go. You're reassessing, you're adapting, you're making some changes, and you're eventually, if you do this well, going to get to a place where your business looks different to you at the end of 3 months. The opportunities can be different. The ability to reach out to the market can be different. And this smaller time frame for vision, I think, has a lot of benefits.
I wasn't actually even thinking about the professional develop or the personal approach in terms of developing your own skills over the summertime, but it's certainly applicable. And again, it's a great time to do it because there is more space naturally in the summer. But Doug, let me offer a couple of comments as to what can you actually do with clients, or how would you approach clients? Because you actually said two things, and I thought you were going there, which was you said that you need to find ways to communicate differently with your market. And then you asked a rhetorical question about what's my focus going to be. So I want to offer a couple comments as to where I think your opportunity is from a client perspective on those two things. We look at the rest of the year, and again, everybody's cycle is slightly different, whether you're on a calendar year, you're on a fiscal year, all these things impact some of these decisions. But if we just look at the end of the calendar year, it's very product and promotion driven, right? So everybody knows that year-end purchases, there's a big uptick in equipment and technology, and there's tax benefits that people want to take advantage of. So really, September starts, October, November, December, it's really heavy product and promotion. There's also other times throughout the year, major trade shows, where the focus is product and promotion. I would suggest the summertime, while you're still going to talk product and promotion, is really an opportunity to shift the conversation. And you can begin to talk about much more strategic things with your clients. You can start to talk about their business. You could start to talk about their 3-month vision to help them set up the rest of their year. And you could talk about patient growth and what vision they have for the practice, or additional staffing needs or development. But I think the reason this conversation is really important is because this is the type of foundation I think you want to build long-term relationships on. We all know that someone's always willing to sell it less expensively. And Doug, we hear from everybody that they're tired of competing on price. We know there's more competitors today in the market than there ever has been before in terms of people that sell online and via the phone and all kind of dealers out there. And you and I have both talked about what Neil Rackham says, which is the way you sell has become more important than what you sell. And so I think all of these factors really set up to help you shift the conversation. In fact, dictate that you must shift the conversation if you want to be able to communicate why you're valuable and differentiate yourself in the marketplace. So I think it's a real nice opportunity to do some of these things, and probably for a lot of people, go out on some edges where you haven't been before, some conversations you haven't been comfortable executing, and use this time to sharpen up those skills.
So Joe, that gives me one final thought. The thought is there's always something that you can postpone with relative ease. And there may be listeners right now who are saying, oh, those are good ideas, but doggone it, I need a rest, etc. Well, I'm okay with that if that's your intentional choice and you believe that you can move through these competitive issues in other ways. But I'm also thinking that, there comes a point in a world that's transforming where we have to say to ourselves, this is not the time to postpone. This is the time to be more proactive. So I think you've given us some good thoughts here, and I hope that some people will look at the summer just a little bit differently, and it'd be fun to talk to a few of you in some sense 3 months from now to see what you've been able to achieve that has put you in a different place and given you more leverage.
Sounds good, Doug. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be working hard this summer, and we hope the rest of you will find opportunities to do the same. Take care, and we'll talk to you next time.